Dr. Seth Morris, Director of Biology and Environment with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The band engages in wildlife research and restoration projects throughout the year, working with moose, wolves, fish, deer, grouse, and environmental issues. Dr. Moore joins us by phone twice a month to update us on the band's fisheries and wildlife research efforts and environmental monitoring. Welcome, Seth. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Kara. I'm glad to be here again.
Today, our topic is the environment.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some of the projects we're working on in our environmental department today. One of the projects that we've been working on lately is related to the fact that the U.S. Steel Minntac Mine Tailings Basin wastewater discharge permit has been expired for about 22 years, and we have concerns because some of the discharge of polluted waters are going into our environment. What we know about these discharges is that they flow into three different watersheds, one of which is a Class A trout stream, another is the St. Louis River, and the third is a watershed that flows into some natural rice beds. Our concern is primarily with the sulfate discharge and its effects on wild rice. And so we're going to keep working with the MPCA and the EPA to try to get these water quality standards met by the mining company. It's one of those environmental factors that really can have an impact on some of the things that tribal people are interested in, like wild rice.
Okay. What else would you like to talk about this morning, Dr. Moore?
Well, one of the things that's really interesting to us is that the Cook County Invasives Team has been awarded a Great Lakes Restoration Grant, and that's going to fund a coordinator to oversee the Cook County-wide public land managers to identify and address invasive species. The majority of the targeted invasive species are terrestrial plant species like spotted knapweed and purple loosestrife.
Do we have a big problem with invasive species on the land here in Cook County?
We do, and it's not just here in Cook County, but it's within the entire Great Lakes Basin and probably the entire United States. But because of the disruptions we've made to habitat and to the land surface, we open the door for invasive species to come in and take over. And these species can really disrupt the natural ecosystem and the natural communities that are out there. The key to manage these things is to detect them early and to deal with them early before they really populate and take over large areas.
What can our listeners do to prevent the spread of invasive species?
Oh, that's a great question. There are lots of practices that people can do. You know, movement of bait is one thing that in the fish world that people can do. They can prevent themselves from moving bait from Lake Superior waters to inland waters, for example, or from releasing minnows back live into water bodies is another practice. For firewood, hauling firewood only short distances is recommended. Hauling firewood long distances opens the door for invasive species, invasive bugs that infect wood. And then for plant species, a lot of the ornamental species that people like to use in their gardens, if they go wild, can become invasive and really take over areas. So just being aware of what species have that capability and not planting those in gardens and in yards is another practice that people can do.
Speaking of gardens, I know that you have a community garden up there in Grand Portage. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We have some great news about that. We built a community garden about 3 years ago, and it's been expanded this year for the third time in 3 years. And this recent expansion is just now being finished. It should be completed by next week, but we've planted a small orchard in which there are 8 new apple trees, a couple new cherry trees, and some berry bushes. And the other good news about the community garden is that we have 12 new families on board to start gardening this year, which will bring our total to more than 25 families that are actually using the community gardens right now.
Well, that's really exciting. Where's the garden located up there?
It's actually located up the hill from Lake Superior on Mineral Center Road, and we placed it up there because the climate is mediated quite a bit, not being so close to the lake. So we get a lot warmer temperatures. We get more what are called degree days for growing.
How is Grand Portage Trust Lands involved in the community garden?
Our wetlands coordinator also works in the what's called the SHIPS program, which is a statewide health improvement program. And one of his responsibilities in that SHIPS program is to do projects like the community garden that can help to improve community health.
That's wonderful. We're speaking with Dr. Seth Moore. He's a wildlife biologist and director of the Biology and Environment Departments at Grand Portage Trust Lands. He joins us twice a month to update us on the band's activities. Is there anything you'd like to add this morning, Seth?
Well, we'll have a new list of things 2 weeks from now to talk about, and I look forward to that.
Thanks, and we'll check in with you again in 2 weeks. Once again, that was Dr. Seth Moore from Grand Portage Trust Lands. Have a great day. Thanks.
Thanks, Kara. Bye-bye.